It's full time. Matt Jones here, and I'm joined in the studio now by Craig Robinson, who's the manager of the City of Liverpool FC. We do this every Tuesday. We get a different non-league team on the show, and it seems fitting that we've got you guys on today, Craig, because you've just got a brilliant draw in the FA Cup. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you've got Chester away in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup after a brilliant win over Squires Gate this weekend. And this is such a huge draw for a club like the City of Liverpool.
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, considering this is only the third season going, for us to be in the obviously the second qualifying round and to get a great draw against Chester, it's massive for the club, especially with it being their first time in this stage of the FA Cup, because normally they're coming in the next or the latter one before the first round proper. So we're fortunate and we're lucky to get the draw. It's a big platform for the club to go and enjoy.
What were your thoughts when they came out of that, or when you came out of the hat away to them?
Well, obviously, I had it on my Twitter feed coming through, and obviously, when you're seeing it, was actually the first tie out of the draw by the looks of it as well. So when you see Chester, you just think, wow. I mean, it's a big club. It's got a club steeped in history, and they've been successful. Obviously, they got relegated, I think, last year, but they've got two good managers there this year, and they'll be a tough side. So obviously, it's going to be, you look at it and think it's going to be tough, but it's one we can go and enjoy and go and see if we can make an upset.
It probably couldn't have been any bigger as well in terms of the team you could have picked out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think there was maybe obviously Stockport, but obviously this one is, these come from, I mean, not so long a Football League club and the ground and everything else. And I think it's probably, for me, if you give the teams in front of me, it would have been one that we probably would have picked, me personally anyway.
And what we should mention is to all clubs at this level, so you're playing in the Premier Division of the Hallmark Security League, the prize money on offer for the FA Cup is so important, but the gate receipts as well that you'll get from a tie like that are huge.
Oh, yeah, obviously massive. That's something I actually didn't think about until I spoke to the chairman, but obviously the money that comes with winning the games through this year is obviously a lot more rewarding than it has done in previous years. So obviously, but going to Chester and with the gates that they get, and hopefully the buzz that we'll create with what we've got at our fans, we'll take a good crowd there that will certainly get behind us, so we're looking forward to it.
22nd of September, this one is going to be probably going to be a 3 p.m. kickoff. We're waiting to find out exactly which game is going to be streamed that weekend. The FA Cup, an important competition for you. What's your history in it?
Listen, you grow up as a kid and you watch the FA Cup on telly every year, and you sort of, you support. I mean, I'm a Liverpool fan, so over the years we've been lucky enough to watch Liverpool win it. But when, as a player in non-league football, it's sort of, you watch these cup upsets over the years and you always wish that you're going to be a part of it. I've been lucky enough myself. I mean, when I was at Vauxhall, I think, look, I'm showing my age now, about 10 years ago, I was a part of the squad that was involved with beating QPR in the first round, which we drew at Chester. Funny enough, it was at Chester's ground, because obviously Vauxhall's wasn't big enough to play at their ground. We took it to Chester's ground, where we drew 0-0, and then we took it to Loftus Road, and we end up beating them on penalties. And then obviously, you think, for me as a player, that it's you're waiting for the next one to come up, and every year you're looking at it. And as I said to my players, don't look at the round, and if you're getting beat, don't have no regrets and take these opportunities to come, because I mean, I've waited another 10 years till I was at Warrington, where I was lucky enough to go to the first round of the FA Cup when we played Exeter. It was actually the first live game back on the BBC, and we knocked Exeter out 1-0. So, that was probably one of the biggest highlights of my career at 32. So it's very few and far between, and you're lucky if you're a part of it. So that's what I've said to my players, and go out there and have no regrets, go and enjoy it, but don't have no regrets when you're looking at that draw on the Monday when the draws are coming out and thinking it could have been you.
Great memories for you as a player. Some great games to be involved in. Hate to tell you, though, that QPR game was 16 years ago.
Was it 16?
16 years ago.
I always say over 10 because I actually don't know, so there, I am showing my age. Thanks for that one.
I remember going to the second round match of that run, because Vauxhall's then got Macclesfield away from
home.
Yes,
we did. And that was a live game as well, on telly. It was live. We didn't actually, the QPR wasn't live. I think it was just a highlighted show that we were on, but that one was actually on live. I'm not sure what channel it was on, but it was live, yeah. But we were unlucky in that game as well. But yeah, great memories.
And you'll, I'm sure, be telling your players as well that, you know, that can be them. You're only now three games away from the first qualifying round and drawing a Tranmere out of the hat, or anyone who's in League One or League Two?
Yeah, like, I mean, listen, I'm quite lucky in that respect. Obviously, I've been a part of these journeys and stories and upsets in the cup. And I've got to be honest with you, I actually have passed the message on before the game on Saturday. Well, before every cup game, really, I've said, listen, I want you to do it for the football club, because obviously it generates money, which will help us progress as a football club. Because, like I say, non-league clubs, I mean, our club's based on the gates that come in, but obviously any help that comes in financially is a big plus for the club. But for them individually, it's great for them. And like I say, I do pass on messages and say, listen, there's an opportunities here, and you realise that where they can go. I mean, if like I say, if they put the mind to it and the effort, it is doable. And it doesn't matter who you play against, 90 minutes of football, and some of our players are good enough to be at that level. So, I mean, when we played obviously a league team, they come down expecting obviously to probably walk it. Listen, but obviously things on the night, I mean, we don't get me wrong, we were lucky occasions and stuff like that. You've got to have that little bit of luck, but these players, I've got to realise that it's a big opportunity, and I certainly know that they'll be up for it. And I've got a young side, but with a bit of experience in there, and they'll certainly go there on the day with no fear. And I'll be set telling them to go out and enjoy it and do the best.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk at full time with Matt Jones, and I'm joined by Craig Robinson, who's the manager of the City of Liverpool FC. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about you. You've only just this year taken over as manager. Is it your first management role?
It's actually not. Funny enough, I took the manager's job at Ashton, but it didn't last very long. When I was 28, 29, I was an assistant manager, and the manager moved on to another club, and I took up the opportunity there. But I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit too young. I took it, and I was still playing, and it was affecting me playing side. I'd done about 2 weeks of pre-season, and I soon realised that it wasn't the right time for me, so I stepped out of it. So that was only the first experience. So this really is the first time I've been a manager for this long period of time, and gone in there and stuck at it. So it's one that I was a little bit not reluctant, because it's a great club to accept, but obviously I didn't expect it to happen, because the manager previously had set up the team and was getting ready for the season. So it wasn't one I was expecting, but it was one that once offered to me, it was one an offer that I couldn't really knock back, and it's been good. It's been a good start, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's been more than a good start. You've had some fantastic wins. The one I mentioned against Squires Gate in the FA Cup was just the latest in a number of victories. You beat Runcorn as well the other week, and we had them on a few weeks ago. They've had a flying start and will be one of the favourites to win the league this year.
Yeah, they are. I mean, like I say, they've always been one of the favourites. I mean, this is only my second season in at this level, but they've always been there, thereabouts, and up there and compete. I mean, they went on a run last year of 14 games unbeaten, and they were top for a long period of the season. And they started again well. So, again, it was just another question I asked of my players to go out and stand out and be men and compete last week, because they're a tough, good, strong side. And they went out there and showed me and answered the question, and he certainly performed on the night. I mean, listen, they're a good side, and they'll come back again, Runcorn. But listen, it's only a start for us, really. We're only in the middle of September, really, and obviously we've had a few cup games in that, so it's my job to keep the lads' heads on it, which again starts tonight. Obviously all the buzz around the cup game that we've had over the last couple of days, it's my job now to get in the changing room tonight and get them on for the Whitchurch at home tonight.
Yeah, we'll talk about that game in a moment or two, but you mentioned the cup games. How can they affect the players when the league games are still taking place? Can they take their eye off the ball a little bit? Did you as a player?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I was injured in the last cup game that I was with Warrington, so it did affect me personally, because I wasn't playing as many league games as I should have been in that period of time. And the longer we're going on, I was sort of making myself fit for the cup games. I actually was playing on ibuprofen and painkillers to get myself through the cup games, but that's not a message I want to pass on to my players. I should have said that. Because one thing I've got in my dressing room, it's a group of winners, and they want to go and win. And I can't, with the club that I'm at, it's one of them, it's clubs that I've got to send out a team every game, whether it might be a cup game, league cup game, an FA Cup game, to go out and win 3 points. Because the fans know they're not soft. They know when players are trying their best and then when they're not, and they'll be honest straight away. So it's important that I have them up for every single game, and I'm lucky because I've got a great group of players, and they're certainly up for every game, and that's my job to make sure that they keep doing that. But listen, it can be difficult at times with obviously this coming up, but that'll be my message tonight. It's gone now, the FA Cup, and we've got three important games coming up before then.
And it's been an unbeaten start in the league so far. So what are the targets for this season? Because as we know, City, Liverpool FC, not too long ago that you formed as a club, already had plenty of success on the pitch, and you'll be looking to build on that.
Yeah, well, in the first year, it was tremendous what they'd done. I mean, to go and do the treble, base, as they say, the league and obviously the playoff, as well as the League Cup, it was a great achievement. And obviously last year, that was the target again, to go up and get promoted. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that well, but we finished the season strongly. And that was the message from last year going into this year, was keep this group of players together. And the message that passed on to me was basically from the chairman, and when I took it, was we want to compete for every game for 3 points. And listen, that's my aim. I want promotion. It's a difficult task because there's only one team that gets promoted out the league, where it's not where other leagues have playoffs, whereas last year two went up from the league. This year it's only one, so it's tough. But I'm getting pressure on, sort of, to get that target, and I'm putting that pressure on the players in a way that we're going out every game to win. So I'm a winner, and so are my players, so we want to go and win any cup or league competition that we're entering.
Only one team going up makes it such a difficult league. It creates a bottleneck at the top with all the strong sides in there. Widnes and Runcorn obviously went up last year, and it is still a very, very strong league this year. So it must be very frustrating to only have one team that goes up.
Yeah, it is. It's difficult, but obviously we knew that at the start of the season, so that's why we've got a squad together that I keep on saying squad, because it's not just about the 11 on the pitch that we send out. It's important that we've got good quality teams players behind that, because the longer the season goes on, the more successful you can be in cup games. And obviously we've got the Vars coming up soon, which is one that we want to be successful in as well. So it's important that we keep on it and keep our players fresh and keep them on it and win every game. But it's a pressure that we all enjoy, because at the end of the day, I say to them, we're at a club now that wants to be successful. So if you don't like it and you can't handle the pressure, then step out and we'll bring someone in that wants to take us to where we want to be.
And you've got plenty of good players in that squad, plenty of goals as well. From looking at it so far, it's Whitchurch Allport tonight in the Hallmark Security League. Tough game. Good game. Hopefully get plenty of people down there tonight as well.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Obviously, with the FA Cup, it's generated a lot of this interest. My phone's not stopped over the last 2 days, which has been difficult with work, but it's all good. And like I say, my message to people of the city is let's get behind us for this non-league club, because, listen, it's certainly going places. The ambitions of the people that are putting all their hard work and time into the football club to where it wants to be, it's certainly the going places. And if we can get as much support as we can with this FA Cup and build on that, but it's important that they get down tonight and show some support, and we start off tonight and then going into our next two games before the FA Cup game.
7:45 kickoff tonight?
It's a 7:45 kickoff, yes.
So get down and watch the City Liverpool FC tonight. Great to have you in the studio. Thank you for your time.
Cheers,
and
thank you for
best of luck for the rest of the season as well.